Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Joining me today is Bridget Rollins, who is a contractor working with HSHS St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. Bridget, thank you so much for joining me today, and you've got something very special going on right now. But before we get into that and explain a little bit more about what it is, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
I teach all different types of skills for dealing with stress, for creating better health holistically in terms of the mind and the body. I work with individuals, I teach classes, I do retreats and workshops, but it's all pretty much geared towards helping people be healthier, and particularly in these days, learning how to deal with the stresses of life.
Sure, absolutely. And on Monday, you had your first mind-body health services class at St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. I have that correct, don't I?
Actually, we didn't have anyone for the class, but we did have, I'm offering what we call Relax and Renew, a meditation circle. And that's a half hour from 12:30 to 1 in the hospital chapel. What we do is, for half of the time, I lead people in some deep breathing and stretching exercises to help the body relax. And from that relaxed body, it's a little bit easier for the mind to settle. In the last half of the class, I guide some form of meditation. It might be a guided meditation focusing on the breath. It could be guided imagery. It might be progressive relaxation. And almost every class has some kind of little theme or reflection with it. And then the other class that we're offering, and we did have a wonderful turnout for, is a class called Healthy Steps. And Healthy Steps is an exercise program, but it's movement to music. And the lovely thing about Healthy Steps is that it really fits all kinds of levels of ability in terms of exercise.
Sure.
A person could make it very aerobic, but it also is very gentle. And the movement is slow and smooth and puts some stretch into it, but the music is usually lively, has a nice beat to it. I love the Healthy Steps program. This is taking that mind-body connection. What we all notice at the end of a Healthy Step session is that we've been working our bodies in very loving and gentle but fun ways, and almost all of us have a great big smile on our faces by the time we get finished and notice that our mood is probably a little bit brighter than when we first came in.
Sure, absolutely. I should have said that, yeah, I completely missed the line on here. There's three new classes, and I said it was only one. So there's a series of three classes that's going on that you're putting on right now through the hospital.
Right.
So just to correct myself.
First set of classes that we're going to be offering, and actually we're going to begin February 12th. So those classes will be more, you know, like a learning workshop kind of class. And we'll be addressing various topics. So the very first topic that we're going to address is mind-body skills for stress reduction. And so we will be learning some very basic forms of mental training that help us to focus the attention in the present moment, which right away reduces stress, because a lot of our stress is coming because we're rehashing the past or we're rehearsing the future, and usually we're picking out the negative stuff to focus on. So we'll learn in different forms of meditation. And I want to say, when I use the word meditation, I'm not talking about some religion. I'm talking about the mental training of focusing attention in the present moment in a way that we're able to relax, to decrease our stress. And that class will also then have us really looking at the way that the mind is creating stress.
Sure.
A lot of our stress comes not because of the circumstances of our lives, but comes from because of how we're looking at something or what we're believing, the perspective or the perception we're laying on top of something. So that will be our first class, and then that will be for 6 weeks, And then after that, we'll be having other kinds of classes, some classes teaching the practice of mindfulness, which is an evidence-based mental skill that is being used all over the place for working with stress, working with anxiety, chronic pain, just a whole variety of health issues, both physical and mental. And so that's a little bit of what that third offering that we're giving is. And there'll be other topics that we cover.
Is there a cost for any of these classes?
Yes. The classes are $10.
Okay.
And that's like $10 for a whole session. So $10 okay. for 6 weeks.
Okay, gotcha. So it's not 10 per class, just like 10 for the entire curriculum.
For the meditation circle, that is free. It's open to the public. It's a drop-in. You don't have to register. You don't have to let us know that you're coming.
Sounds good. And you said the mindfulness stress management class is actually starting on February 12th. Was that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Did we talk a little bit about the healthy steps, what you've got going on as well?
I mentioned a little bit about it.
Okay. Can you... That also is a 6 week class as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And
that's also $10 for the 6 weeks.
And that one did start on Monday?
It did. It did. Now, if people who are listening to the program want to join us, you know, in progress, please feel free to come. I'm not sure what we'll do about cost. I'll have to talk about the folks that are in charge of all of that. But also, please feel free to drop in on a class to check it out.
Sure.
And see if it's something that you might like to do.
And that's probably something that will work for really all the classes. If for some reason, I know some of these start later on, but if for some reason, like say, for example, with the mindfulness stress management class, which starts February 12th, if someone's not able to make it February 12th and they still want to sign up, they can still sign up and just, I guess, miss that first date and make the rest of the remaining five, correct?
Yes, yes. If they just miss the first class, if they let me know ahead of time that they're either going to miss or, you know, I can kind of catch them up and give them the materials from the first class. If they miss more than the first two classes, each class in that series builds on the one before it, so it might be a little difficult to join it right in the middle.
Bridget Rollins joining me here to talk a little bit about a series of classes the hospital has going on right now: Relax and Renew Meditation Circle, Healthy Steps, and the Mindfulness Stress Management class. All three of these are different, going on at different times. Is there some way that you have this listed online in case somebody has missed the information we've talked about, where they can learn a little bit more about it or even connect with someone to discuss it further?
Actually, they can connect with Megan Bertolino, and I have a number. Her direct line is area code 217-324-8206.
All right.
So she welcomes any calls with questions or people who want to register for a class. She'll take care of that.
Good. And is there any sort of registration deadline that you guys like to have people get in touch with you by, if they're going to sign up for the classes?
Yes, I appreciate it if maybe by the Friday before the class we can get an idea. So for the February 12th class, that would be February 9th.
Bridget Rollins here joining us here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Was there anything else you wanted to mention that maybe I didn't touch on about anything you've got going on with these classes, or maybe something else you've got going on with the hospital?
Well, one of the things that will be offered is a spring retreat. This, however, will take place in Springfield, Illinois,
okay,
at the Chiara Center. But in the spring and the fall, I offer a day-long retreat, and the Chiara Center is the mother house for the Hospital Sisters of St. Francis, who sponsor St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield, and might want to watch for that. It's not a long drive, and the campus is beautiful, the building is beautiful, and many people keep coming both spring and fall. It's a nice time. It's kind of like you give yourself a little spa day for your mind and your body, a time to relax, to learn a little bit more about how to, you know, deal with the difficulties of life and to, you know, bring more energy and happiness into life. So I don't know if there's a website I'm sure St. Francis has a website. I'm kind of all new to this.
Sure.
But I would imagine that that's posted somewhere.
Well, and I'm sure if you just contact Megan Bertolino, she can point you in the direction of the website if at all necessary.
Exactly.
And Megan would be the one to contact, really, with all this stuff if anyone else has any information they'd like to get, whether it's out of the retreat or the classes you've got coming up as well. That's correct?
Megan's our contact.
Sounds good. Thanks again so much, Bridget, for talking to me. I do appreciate it.
Oh, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to get the word out.
Again, that is Bridget Rollins with HSHS St. Francis Hospital in Litchfield. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.